This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 20th. I'm Paul Plack. Mason Hollins Eclipse Aerospace appears to have been the only qualified bidder for the assets of Eclipse Aviation. He says he'll announce his management team shortly and wants to be in the building in Albuquerque by the end of the month. A small software company that found six terror convicts or suspects who still had valid FAA certificates back in June has found another one. Lockheed Martin says 800 job cuts are coming by year's end, above and beyond those related to the end of the space shuttle program. Beelite Aircraft says the 14-pound carbon fiber wing structure used in its new ultralight has been tested to 4 Gs. Bell Helicopter has a new 3-year contract with 175 engineers in the Fort Worth area. Biofuels aren't ready for airliners just yet, but six U.S. airlines have committed to using them starting in 2012 in their ground vehicles at LAX. USDOT says airline employment in June was off 6.3% from June of 2008. OAG reports airline capacity has actually risen slightly in August, but there are no guarantees after the summer travel season ends. Tweets from angry passengers are a new source of annoyance for the airlines. And if Continental Airlines offers you compensation for a tarmac stranding, read the fine print carefully. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Cirrus pilots answer a touchy question: is the legal system fair to aviation manufacturers? I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.